for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday evening, April the 1st, 1988. Passover weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma is the minister of the evening. Father, we come tonight and thank you for Brother Tommy Cook and his ministry and the ministry, Lord, that flows through him. And I bless him tonight, Father. And I pray your anointing to flow through him through this evening. The word of thus saith the Lord to come forth.
Yes,
and the anointing of the Holy Ghost to rest. That our hearts shall be open to receive the word of the Lord.
Amen.
That we shall put it into practice. And that we shall walk therein.
Yes,
and that we may be a living examples before men of the power and might of the Lord Jesus in our lives for your glory. And I thank you for it. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And Lord, be glorified in this word tonight. Open our hearts to receive it. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. How many believe that we need Jesus more than ever, as our brother sang tonight? How many believe that we are facing tribulation and troubles? And as Brother Glenn said, it is up to us to press into God and become an intercessor and be sealed. Because I do believe in Revelation 9, when those scorpions are let loose from the pit, they cannot touch those that are sealed in the forehead. I mean, oh, that's Bible. Praise the Lord. I want to show you a positive, and then we'll go to the negative. Turn tonight to Matthew 24, and I want to show you two things I believe is happening already, beginning to happen and will happen. And let me just say it this way. I don't believe we're really in the shaking yet. Compared to what's coming. I mean, we've been in the shaking, but I don't believe we've really seen the shaking yet. But Matthew 24, and that behooves all of us to live close to God. Isn't that true? In Matthew 24, verse 14, Jesus said these words. We'll go back to verse 13. But he that shall endure, that's endurance, unto the end, the same shall be saved. Now, you know, back up in verse 3, Jesus talked about several things here. Of course, the disciples asked him, when shall these things happen? When, the stone shall be thrown down? What will be the sign of your coming? And the end of the world, the end of the age. And so in verse 13, he said, those that endure to the end shall be saved. And I believe that has to do with the whole man, spirit, soul, and body, don't you? Hallelujah. And then in verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom. I mean, the kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And righteousness, the kingdom also is power. Paul said, it's not in word, but it's in power. It speaks of his government, it speaks of his order, his lordship, and many things we could go into about the kingdom. But he said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. Hallelujah. That means Russia, China, USA, wherever. For a witness unto all nations, and then shall what? The end come. Praise the Lord. I mean, we're approaching the end. Praise the Lord. But the good news is the gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed and declared to all the nations. Hallelujah. Turn to Isaiah chapter 2 now. Isaiah 2. I believe there's going to be nations won to God. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 2:2. And it shall come to pass when? In the last days. that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established or prepared right in the top of the mountains. How many know God's people's going up?
Amen.
Into the mountains. And shall be exalted above the hills. And all the nations shall what? Flow into it. Praise the Lord. How many know without a blow there's no flow? God's blowing upon us with the Spirit if we're seeking God, isn't He? And many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us of His ways, we'll walk in His paths. And notice, for out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Turn to Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60 in the Word of God. How many love the Word of God? It's our life. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee, church. For behold, here comes the tribulation. Darkness. How many know we already see darkness now, and gross darkness even to a measure, but I believe it's coming in. But how many know we're not to get worried over that, although we must maintain our position in God. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness of people. But at that time, the Lord shall rise upon thee. Hallelujah. And His glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles, the heathen, the nation shall come to thy light, to your light, my light. That's the light of the Lord. And the kings to the brightness of thy rising, lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together. They come to thee, thy sons, here's your family, shall come up from afar. Thy daughter shall be nursed at thy side. And then thou shalt see and flow together. There's the word flow again. And thine heart shall fear and be enlarged because of the abundance of the sea. I mean, oh, that's going to be a lot of conversions there. Shall be converted unto thee, now notice, and the wealth or the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. Hallelujah. I mean, the wealth of the sinners laid up for the just. And right here we see it coming forth in this mighty outpouring of the Holy Ghost when the abundance of the sea shall be converted. Praise the Lord. God will supply the need of the church. Can you say amen? Now go to Joel chapter 2. We're looking at the positive, and I'm going to take you into some negative things here. I've got to show you what God's dealing with me on tonight. Praise the Lord. In the book of Joel, chapter 2, Joel chapter 2, blessed be God. Hallelujah. That's the hardest book in the Bible for me to find for some reason. Joel 2, but I got it. Hallelujah. Notice, blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Who's going to do that? You and I. But where is it going to be blown? In Zion. Hallelujah. How many know, listen, there is a heavenly Zion, there's an earthly Zion, but how many know there's a spiritual Zion? Amen? Bible said we've come to Mount Zion in Hebrews, chapter 12, isn't it? Yeah. And then the earthly Zion, David took the strongholds of Zion, and he kicked the Jebusites, I believe it was, off, and took the strongholds of Zion. And then there is spiritual Zion, there is a spiritual Zion people today. Blow you the trumpet in Zion. The trumpet, of course, is the message. And sound the alarm. Now, when the trumpet sounded, they gathered in the Old Testament around Moses. But how many know we're not gathering around Moses today? We're gathering around Jesus. The gathering of the people shall be unto Him. Praise the Lord. And so, but when the alarm sounded, they were marching for war. And so He said, blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm in my what? Holy mountain. And that's where He's taking us. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh. It is nigh at hand. And we know when the prophets saw this, they were in the Spirit. And when they heard this, they were in the Spirit. There is no time, no distance. And He said, it is nigh at hand. Praise the Lord. Verse 2. Now look at this. Verse 2. This goes with Isaiah. A day of darkness. Yes, it's going to be dark. A day of gloominess. Yes. A day of clouds. Yes. and a thick darkness. But it's also as the morning. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
It's as the morning. Hallelujah. Spread where? Where? Upon the mountains. Where he wants to take you and me. Amen. That we saw in Isaiah 2. A great people and a strong there hath not ever been the like, neither shall there be any more. Praise the Lord. Turn to Revelation 14. Revelation 14. Praise his holy name. Glory to God. How many know there's three reapings right here in this chapter? There's the first fruits, there's a harvest, and there's the wicked. How many know that's Bible? First fruits is caught up to the throne, following the Lamb, the barley harvest. Now look down to verse 1 or 2 here. In let's start with verse 13. Well, verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Remember he said, those that endure to the end shall be, come on, saved. And here is the patience, the endurance of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle, and reap, for the time has come for thee to reap. For what? The harvest of the earth is ripe. He that sat on the cloud thrust in a sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. One other scripture now, Acts 2, in the positive. Acts 2. How many know the Bible said a false balance is an abomination to God? We must show the positive, and yet we must show the negative. Can you say amen?
Amen?
But how many know in the negative you need the positive? Praise the Lord. Your battery's got a negative, it's got a positive, doesn't it? Hallelujah. Now, in Acts 2, look in verse. Let's see here. What verse is that? Hallelujah. I don't have it marked. Praise you, Jesus. Verse 17. It shall come to pass when? The last day, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
Amen.
Prophesy. How many know that God wants us to prophesy?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I was going to speak last night on the gifts of the Spirit, but the Lord didn't allow me to. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants, and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I shall show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call, hallelujah, upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Shall be delivered, Joel says. Chapter 2, verse 32. Praise the Lord. So, there's going to be an outpouring of the Holy Ghost, I believe, to bring the harvest in. Praise the Lord. Now, let's turn to the negative. How many know there is an apostasy also coming in the church? Amen? Or we could say a falling away. The apostate, or those who apostatize. And that word means a defection. It means those who will, an abandonment of what one has voluntarily professed. It means total desertion of principles or faith, or it means a renegade. And I believe there are many of those around. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But I don't want to be one. How about you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, let me tell you three things as we approach some scripture here. There is a heavenly temple. There is an earthly temple. There is a spiritual temple. Now, let's look at some scriptures. Turn to Revelation 11. Revelation 11 in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 19. John said in verse 19, and the temple of God was open somewhere in heaven. And there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. How many know that the ark was in the Old Testament? God's people followed the ark. Their eye was to be upon and remain upon the ark. Isn't that true? But how many know that that word ark is also the same word for coffin that they put Joseph's bones in? Did you know that? Same word in the Hebrew. And right here he said, the temple of God was open in heaven. There was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. And there was lightnings, voices, thunderings, earthquake, and great hail. What a message there is in that. Now turn to chapter 15. Look at verse 5. And after this I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was open. So we're dealing with a heavenly temple, aren't we? That has an ark in it. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now turn to another scripture. Turn to Job 15. Job 15, 15, please. How many appreciate that word we received this morning? Amen. Amen. That's a good word, Brother Jack. Job 15, 15. Hallelujah. Especially the last part of it. Let's just read. I want to read the last part. The heavens are not clean in his sight. How many know there's coming a shake up in the heavens? Huh? Turn with me to Isaiah 34 now. Isaiah 34. Hallelujah. Verse 4. And all the what? Host of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll. Now turn to Luke. Maybe somebody hadn't found the last one. Luke chapter 21. Look at verse 25 and 6. Luke 21, 25 and 26. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations. Notice the word distress. Distress of nations. And how many is feeling distress in the land? With what? Perplexity. That means there's no exit. There's no way out in the natural. God's bringing man to his wits' end. And I say amen to that. The sea, this is a natural sea as well as humanity. The sea and the waves are roaring. Now look at verse 26. Men's hearts, talking about heart attacks, here it is, failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Now look at this. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Hallelujah. God is shaking the powers of heaven. He is shaking the demonic powers. Can you say amen? Amen. Now turn with me to another scripture, Ephesians 3. Hallelujah. I hadn't planned to bring these Sunday scriptures out, but you know how it goes. Ephesians 3. Look in verse 9. And to make all men see. Boy, we need to see, don't we? By the Spirit. What is the fellowship of the mystery? And how many know it's Christ in us, the hope of glory? One of the mysteries. There's several mysteries. Notice, which from the beginning of the world has been hidden in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Verse 10, to the intent that now unto somebody, the principalities, come on, and powers, where? In heavenly places, might be known by who? The church, the manifold wisdom of God. Hallelujah. God's going to do that through you and through me. Can you say amen? Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, go to another scripture, Isaiah 14. We're talking about the heavenly temple. And let me tell you three things here I don't know how you see it, but I know how I see it. Number one, Satan was the first Antichrist. Amen? Number one, I'll give you three things here. Number one, a revelation of the first Antichrist in the temple. Number two, there was an apostasy in the temple. And number three, this one opposed God. In fact, he said, I want to be like God. Did you hear that? Chapter 14, verse 12. Listen to what God said. How art thou fallen? How art thou fallen? Well, the Bible tells us how. In Ezekiel, because there was iniquity found in him, he fell. How many know that's why men fall today? Because of iniquity. It separates between our God and us, unless it's confessed. Can you say amen? Jesus said, depart from me, you that work iniquity. The Bible said in Psalms 5:5 that God hates all workers of iniquity. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground which did something? Weaken the nations. Well, thou hast said in thine heart, notice the five I wills, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. And I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides where. I mean, oh, that's God's place. Isaiah 48. And I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. How many know Michael means to be like God? And in Revelation, Brother Jack, you know this. Michael and his angels are throwing the dragon down. And I can hear Michael saying, you didn't make it, Satan, you didn't make it.
Hallelujah.
But God's raising a people up, hallelujah, into his likeness. After the Son, the first Son, Jesus. Hallelujah. But how many know the way up is the way down? And as we go down, brethren, he'll raise us up. So let's have that in our heart. Let's go down. Let's don't do what Satan did. He went up. He raised up, and when he did, he fell, didn't he? Look in Luke 10, hallelujah, verse 17. 10:17, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, hallelujah, with joy, saying, Lord, and they had a right to call him Lord because they'd obeyed him. Lord, even the devils, the demons, are subject unto us through thy name. And that was before he died. And he said to them, I beheld Satan. I want you to notice that. I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Satan fell from heaven. And there is no hope. Yes, he was kicked out. There was no hope for him. In fact, if there was a chance, he wouldn't want to go back. I don't believe.
Hallelujah.
Verse 19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing, church, shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, notice, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because, brethren, your names are written in heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One was kicked out of heaven, and bless God, we were put there, our names. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And right in the midst of this, Jesus said, I beheld Satan fall from heaven as lightning. You know what he said right here? He interjected something to his apostles, to his disciples. Look out for pride, because that will cause you to fall. That'll cause me to fall. Can you hear me? Hallelujah. Now, praise the Lord. So, I said he's the first Antichrist that was revealed in the temple. And now there was an apostasy. Turn to Peter. 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter 2, verse 4. For if God, and I want you to notice here, something very important. God has the power to deal with Satan and his angels. Did you hear me? Now look at the scripture. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell. Who did that? God. God alone has that power, or he gives it to, he can give it, I suppose, to his angels to cast them down out of the heavens. But here, God, it says, cast them down to hell. Now, there are angels bound tonight in hell. There are angels, fallen angels, that are also loose. But how many know they're restricted to by God? They can't do something God doesn't permit. How many know there's some angels in the Euphrates River, four of them, going to lead an army of 200 million one of these days? And it says right here, for if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, delivered them in the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. So God has the power to cast them down, doesn't he? Now turn to Jude. Jude, blessed be the Lord. Verse 5, once revealed in the temple, the first Antichrist, and there was an apostasy also. And of course, he said, I'm going to be like God. I mean, no, he opposed God. That's the third point. Now, in Jude, verse 5, now look at this here. Verse 5 speaks of God's people in the wilderness. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, out of the world, afterward destroyed them that believed not. You've got three choices when you are in the wilderness. Number one, you can take many laps, can't you? I mean, many of us have done that. Or number two, your bones will bleach, which means you'll die in the wilderness with the promise of God, even in your heart, if you don't press into God. Or three, you can stand and enter and then overcome as Caleb and Joshua. Can you say amen? And so, verse 6, and the angels which kept not their first estate, that original place in God, but left their own habitation. Notice, they left it. I mean, oh, people that fall today, leave God. God doesn't leave us. But left their own habitation. He hath reserved an everlasting change under darkness unto the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and so forth. Praise the Lord. So what am I saying? I'm saying to you, there was a revelation of the man of sin in the temple. There was an apostasy in the temple. And there was that one that opposed God with his angels. Now let's look at the earthly temple. That was the heavenly. Let's look at the earthly temple. Turn to 2 Chronicles. Hallelujah. I mean, Solomon built God a temple. 2 Chronicles 33 and verse 1 through 9. And then I want to take you to a scripture in Kings on this earthly temple. 2 Chronicles 33, 1 through 9. I mean, Manasseh was a wild one here. He was a wicked king. How many know that Manasseh's father was Hezekiah? And how many know that Manasseh, hear me now, was born during that 15 years that God extended Hezekiah's life? Did you hear that? Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign. See, he's young, isn't he? God gave him Hezekiah 15 years. And he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. What's a long time to have a president, isn't it? Did I get the wrong guy? Which, this guy was a wicked man. We think it's bad for what, 6 years or 4 years? What is it, 4 years? 4 years? I guess it's the Senate 6 years, isn't it? Verse 2, but did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. For he built again the high places, which Hezekiah his father had broken down. He reared up altars for Balaam, made groves, worshipped all, what? The host of heaven. How many know that's demons? And serve them. Also, he built, that's false worship, he built altars where? In the house of the Lord, whereof the Lord had said, in Jerusalem shall be my name forever. And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. And he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. That was that spirit of, what do you call that, brother Moody? Molech. Yeah, Molech. Thank you. Also observe times. There's your astrology. Use enchantments. All this witchcraft. Use witchcraft. Dealt with familiar spirits and with wizards, male witches. He wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. Look at verse 7 now. Notice what he did. He brought something into the house of God. He said, a carved image, the idol. I mean, God said, you'll not have no other gods before me. Hallelujah. 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 I'm waiting on the Lord who's saying it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody's got some pain in this area of your head. I want you to stand, whoever you are. Stand right where you are. In the head here. Around the ear, head, somewhere around this area. Who are you? Up there, Don. Reach your hands out to her. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that thing off of her in Jesus' name. Satan, take your hands off of her ear. Take your hands off her head. In Jesus' name, I come against that spirit and bind it and rebuke it from off of her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, there's somebody else here. Got a problem in that area, though. Anybody else? Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, touch him, Lord. Just reach out and touch him right there. Father, we ask you to minister healing to that part of his body right now. I rebuke that thing off of him in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now look at verse 7. He set a carved image, the idol which he had made. Where did he set it? In the house of God. He brought it right into the house of God. I mean, no gods against idols in our house today. Some of us are getting some of them cast out. Hallelujah. Of which God had said to David and to Solomon, his son, in this house, and God's saying that to you and me, in this house, and in Jerusalem, today that's the church, isn't it? Which I have chosen before all the tribes of Israel, God said, will I put my name there forever. How many know the name speaks of his nature? Hallelujah. How many know God's a jealous God? Amen. He doesn't want other gods in our temple. Neither will I any more remove the foot of Israel from out of the land, which I have appointed for your fathers, so that they will take heed to do all that I've commanded them, according to the whole law and the statutes and the ordinances by the hand of Moses. Verse 9. Now look at verse 9. So Manasseh made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to err and to do worse. You're talking about an apostasy? Here it is, right here. Because of a wicked king bringing an idol into the house of God. The Bible said here, they did worse than the heathen whom the Lord had destroyed before the children of Israel. How many know that idol opposed God? God's name was to be there. Can you say amen? So there was a revealing of Antichrist here. This wicked king, the type, rather. And then God's people apostatizing. And the very thing opposed God. Now let's go to the spiritual temple. Praise the Lord. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 3 first of all. Let's look at some positive things on the temple here. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 3. And we want to look at verse... Praise the Lord. Let's see here. Verse 16. Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth where? In you and in me. Praise the Lord. Turn to 1 Corinthians 7, I believe it is. 1 Corinthians 6, 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own. You're not your own. And how many know you cannot do in this temple what you want to do and get away with it? Neither can I. For you are bought with a price, that's the blood.
Amen.
Therefore glorify God in your body and in your, come on, spirit, which are God's. Now look at that. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Now turn to 2 Corinthians 7:1. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. God wants a clean temple, doesn't He? Now look there in 2 Corinthians 6. 2 Corinthians 6. God also says in this chapter, in verse 15, what concord hath Christ, that's the body of Christ, I believe, with Belial? What part hath he that believeth with an infidel? What agreement hath the temple of God with what? Idols. For you are the temple of the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Now turn with me to Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2. And how many know that in Ephesians, he's the head of the church in chapter 1. He's the head of the temple in chapter 2. He's the head of the family in chapter 3. He's the head of the body in chapter 4. He's the head of the woman in chapter 5. And he's the head of the army in chapter 6. And right here in Ephesians chapter 2, I said, didn't I? Verse 20. And are built upon the foundation of somebody. The apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a what? Holy temple in the Lord, in whom you're also builded together. Did you hear that? For habitation of God through the Spirit. We are God's habitation. Praise the Lord. We are God's temple. We're God's building. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, turn with me to another scripture. Turn with me to another scripture real quick. Revelation 11 on the positive here with this temple. Then we'll look at some negative things here. Revelation 11. And look at verse 1. There was given me, John said, a reed. Later he's talking about a golden reed. We're measured by God's nature. How many know we don't measure each other? Sometimes we might try to do it, but we're not to do it. Paul talked about that. We need to measure the stature of the fullness of Christ, don't we? There was given me a reed like unto a rod. And the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar. That's the place of worship, sacrifice, dedication, obedience, whatever. And them that worship therein. But the outer court, leave it out, it's going to be trampled underfoot. So there is a people right here being measured that are worshiping the Lord. Can you say amen?
Hallelujah.
The temple of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, turn with me. Let's look at some negative things here. 2 Thessalonians 2. We're talking about the revelation of the man of sin. We're talking about an apostasy. We're talking about those that oppose God. How many know that's going on too? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Paul talks about the mystery of iniquity. There is the mystery of godliness. There is the mystery of iniquity. Amen? And Paul said it's already working. In fact, it's been working ever since Satan fell because he was the master of it. Can you say amen? 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming, the parousia is the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto Him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, because that's the first place we get shook. Hallelujah. Or be troubled, neither by a spirit, that's the wrong spirit, or by word. The word is there. How many know that we can be troubled even by some things that's preached? I don't mean in a good sense, but in a bad sense. Nor by letter, that's which is written. How many know that you can get things in the mail that you don't like sometimes? As from us. And Paul said, notice, as from us. There were evidently people were writing letters and maybe signing Paul's name. But he said, as the day of the Lord, Christ's hand, they were actually saying the day of Christ had taken place. Paul said, don't believe it. We didn't write any letters like that. We didn't preach that. The Holy Ghost wasn't saying that at that time, was it? Verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means, by those three, spirit, word, and letter. For that day shall not come except there come, here it is, a falling away first, not second. Now, how many know there are many saying, well, I'm not looking for Antichrist? Well, I know we shouldn't worship Antichrist, but whether we were looking for him or not, he's coming down the road. But how many know, first of all, we better look right in here and see what's here before we look out there. Except there come a falling away first, and to that man, and that's what a message there is in all this if you break it all down and go into it, and that man of sin be what? Revealed. So there'll be a revealing, there'll be a taking off the cover of the son of perdition, won't there? How many know there was another man called the son of perdition? His name is Judas. Where was Judas? He was with the 12. Amen? Who betrayed Jesus right in the midst of the brethren. As Jack said this morning, Jesus, he showed just as much love to Judas as he did the others, though. You couldn't tell the difference till right to the end. And Judas went out, didn't he? And notice who opposeth, here it is now. I want you to notice, who opposeth and exalts himself above all that's called God, or that is worship. I want to tell you, there's somebody in us tonight that likes to be worshiped, that's self. Right in the church, right in the temple I'm talking about. Hallelujah. But yet I know there's a man coming out there too. So that he is God sitting where? In the... Come on now. How many know that's the word we're looking up here tonight? Sitting in what? The temple of who? Of God. That's in your temple. That's in my temple. God does not dwell in temples, come on, made with hands. Notice, showing himself that he is God. So there is a revelation of the man of sin in the temple. There is apostasy in the temple. And this one said, I'm God. Verse 5. Remember, you know, when I get anointed, I get a little loud, Jack. One brother preaching recently about tore the pulpit up where he was preaching. He had to get another pulpit. I hope we don't get that wild. Verse 5, remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Amen? So, we're seeing it. Now turn to Revelation 2 and verse 13. Let's see what Jesus said to this church. I believe it said to the church today, too. Possibly in many places. Revelation 2:13. I know thy works, church at Pergamos, where thou dwellest. Well, he knows where we dwell, too, don't he? I dwell the natural in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Actually, too. Even where Satan's, come on, seat of throne is. Run among this church, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days where Antipas was my faithful martyr. Hallelujah. How many know that word martyr there is the same word where Jesus said, you shall be witnesses or martyrs unto me. And I know you can look at it several ways, but Antipas was my faithful martyr who was slain among you where Satan dwelt. Where was it? Right among the church. Turn to Daniel 11. Hallelujah. Daniel 11. We're going to show you this apostasy right here that Paul the Apostle talks about it that we'd read in Thessalonians. Praise the Lord. Look in chapter 11 and verse 30. For the ships of Shittim shall come against him. Therefore he shall be grieved and returned and have indignation against something. the holy covenant. How many know God makes holy covenants? In fact, God makes covenants, doesn't he, with his people. So shall he do. Look at this. Now, he shall even return and have intelligence or understanding, and this is by psychic power, with them that forsake the holy covenant. And that forsaking is exactly what Paul says in Thessalonians. Amen? Before Jesus comes, there would be the apostasy. There would be those that would fall away or defect from the truth. I mean, Paul said there was coming a time when they would turn their ears from the truth and heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Get their own teachers to teach what they want to hear. Can you say amen? Amen. That word falling away, that word apostasy that we're talking about here and as well as in Thessalonians, we're dealing with defecting from truth. You know, Paul said one time, Demas let me down. Demas forsook me. He said, having loved this present world. Why do people fall? Why do people turn from God? Because of sin. Can you say amen? Amen. The lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And so here there is a real revolting, a real an apostatizing from the faith that we're seeing taking place today. That actually means, from another word, a writing of divorcement. Now, let's deal with something else. We said there is an apostasy. But how many know there's also those who stumble and those who also backslide? Now turn to Proverbs. And how many know we've all stumbled somewhere down the road? Every one of us. And may yet do some of it, you know, but how many know that we better get up and go on? Proverbs 24, verse 16. Proverbs 24 and verse 16. God said, for a just man falleth seven times. A just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. But the wicked shall fall into mischief. Look at verse 17 now. Rejoice not when thine enemy falleth. Let me tell you, don't rejoice when your brethren fall either. And let not thine heart be glad when he stumbleth, lest the Lord see it, it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. But especially the scripture in verse 16, for a just man falleth seven times, but he rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. So if you fall, brethren, if you stumble, get up. Ask forgiveness and go on. Amen? Amen? Not that we anticipate that. Not that we should desire to do that. But if we do, hallelujah, we need to get up and repent and go on. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, turn with me to another scripture. Turn to Jeremiah. There are those who backslide. Jeremiah 3, verse 14. I'll give you two scriptures here. Jeremiah 3, 14 and 15. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you. But how many know God also gave him a bill of divorcement over in verse 8? Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, I am married to you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family. And God said, I will bring you somewhere to Zion. And I will give you pastors, shepherds, according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Hallelujah. I hear Jack quoting that scripture a lot. I know he likes it. Hallelujah. So God says, I'm married, O backsliding children, to you. Turn with me to another scripture here. Turn to 2 Peter. 2 Peter. Here's a warning to us. Chapter 3, verse 16 and 17 and 18. Oh, what a message there is in chapter 3. Most people are looking just in the natural at it. And I'm not saying there won't be a change in the natural. But how many knows it's coming, the change in you and me? How many know that's where righteousness dwells, in you and me? And right here in verse 16, Peter's talking about Paul. That's talking about all these things Peter's talking about here. It says, and also in all his epistles, and he wrote, I think, what, 13 or 14, speaking in them of these things in which some things are hard to understand. Well, without the Holy Ghost, you can't, can you? Which they that are unlearned and unstable rest or twist, as they do also the other scriptures unto what? Their own destruction. Verse 17, ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things, that's you and me, before, beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Next verse. I like it. Grow in grace. Grow in grace. Jesus was full of grace and truth. Jesus was full of grace and truth. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Now turn to Revelation chapter 12. We saw a while ago that God has the power to deal with not only the dragon, but also the fallen angels. Isn't that right? And He casts many down to hell. Now, I know people look at this verse in verse 4 of chapter 12 different ways. But I want to look at chapter 12, verse 4 in the light where we're living today. I mean, too long we live in the past and not in the present. Can you say amen? In chapter 12, verse 4, says this, and his tail, the dragon's tail, drew the third part of the stars of heaven. Now, how many know that we need to rejoice over something here? Two-thirds didn't fall. Amen? I'm going to say it again. We need to rejoice that two-thirds didn't fall.
Hallelujah.
And every other one made a decision and said, I'm not going to go that way, we could say. Can you hear me? Yes, there's coming apostasy. Yes, there's coming a falling away. But thank God there's going to be those that will not apostatize, that will not fall away. They'll stand true. His tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. The dragon stood before the woman that was ready to be delivered to devour her child as soon as it was born. Now, I'm looking in the future, or this time and, you know, the time on down the road here, that I'm looking at this scripture more than even the past. Because we've come to the end of the age. Can you say amen? Yes, there's coming an apostasy. There are those stars that are falling from heaven. But at the same time, there's a woman giving birth. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah to the sons of God, to the overcomers, to the man-child. At the time of these stars falling, brethren, she's pregnant, glory to God. And yet Satan's coming to devour that man's child, and before he can get him, God's going to take him up to the throne. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So God's catching of people up to the throne. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Now, I said God had the power to cast the angels down. Now, if you look at verse 4 and you say that's just the angels of the past, stars of heaven coming to the earth, by his tail, if you're just looking at the angels falling back there, which we know they fell. But if you'll come on down to verse 7, look at verse 7. It says, and there was what? War in heaven. Michael, the one that's like God, and his angels fought against who? The dragon, and the dragon fought with his angels. And you can see there's some angels still there with the dragon. Come on now. In heaven. In the heavenly realm, the sphere where he's at. and prevail not. Now there was a place down anymore. Come on. How many know this heaven's an impure heaven? Wherever you got a dragon, you got an impure heaven. How many know he's the prince of the power of the air? And yet God said the people's going to be called up to meet the Lord in the air. One's going to vacate and one's going to take over. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast into the earth. Now he's coming down. And then for sure his angels. And his angels were cast out with him. Hallelujah. Now when the man child goes up in verse 5, the devil and his angels come down. Hallelujah. Now, if there's warfare in the heavens with Michael and his angels, how many know there's warfare on the earth too? God's sons are fighting in the spirit. Amen. And God's angels are fighting there in the heavens as well. And secondly, the devil and his angels come down. Thirdly, the woman goes into the wilderness. And four, in verse 10, God said, and now has come salvation. Hallelujah. And I believe we're dealing with whole salvation, don't you? Strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. Hallelujah. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down that accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. Praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
So the man-child goes up. The dragon and his angels come down. The woman goes into the wilderness. And then God said, now has salvation come. And then in chapter 11, verse 15, at this seventh trumpet, notice what is going to happen. How many know the kingdoms of this world are becoming the kingdoms of our Lord and His Christ? Hallelujah. The kingdom is coming to the earth. Can you say amen? Look at it. Look in 11:15 here. And the seventh angel sounded, and there was a great voices in heaven. How many know heaven's a noisy place? Saying the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms, hallelujah, of our Lord and of His Christ. That's the body of Christ. And He shall reign forever and forever. I'm going to say those things again. Man-child goes up to the throne. The devil and his angels are cast down. The woman goes and flees into the wilderness, into her place that God's prepared for her. And then salvation comes, praise the Lord. And then the kingdoms of God is taken over. Hallelujah. At the last trump. Praise the Lord. Now, let me give you a scripture on the tail of the dragon. Turn to Isaiah 9. A couple more things here. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 9. I don't want to go over the tape tonight. In Isaiah 9, verse 14. Now, just as God uses men, I mean, oh, the devil does too. Huh? It said his tail drew the stars to the earth, didn't it? Let's see some of these stars here. Isaiah 9:14. Therefore the Lord will cut off from Israel, today would say the church, head and tail, branch and rush in one day. The ancient and the honorable, he is the head, the prophet that teacheth lies, he is the tail. But look at the next verse. Now, I want you to notice those who follow the tail ministry, they're going to fall. For the leaders of this people cause them, who's them? People of God, to err. And they that are led of them, come on, are destroyed. Are destroyed. There is a tail ministry, isn't there? Turn to Daniel chapter 8, one other scripture here or so. Daniel. I believe this teaching tonight is a warning to all of us.
Hallelujah.
To live close to God, brethren. To you and me, to live close to God. In Daniel chapter 8, it says here in verse 10, well, let's go back to verse 8. Daniel has a vision of a he-goat and a ram. He tells you exactly who it is here if you follow it, and then has an end-time meaning. But in verse 8, therefore the he-goat waxed very great, When he was strong, the great horn was broken. That was Alexander's kingdom. He died at an early age. And for it came up four notable ones. So this great horn was broken into four little ones. And notice, for it came up four notable ones towards the four winds of heaven. And out of one of them, out of one of the four, out of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceedingly great towards the south, the east, and the pleasant land. Verse 10. And it waxed great even to the what? Host of heaven, and it cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground and stomped upon them. Everybody see that? Stars came down to the earth. Now, you'll notice in verse 12, the host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression, and it cast down what? The truth to the ground. And practiced and prospered. Then it says in verse 13, the last part, it says here also, and the transgression of desolation to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot. And if you got a margin, it'll give you Revelation 11, verse 2. Let's go look at it, and I'll close. Revelation 11:2. We read Revelation 11:1 a while ago. There was a people measured that were worshiping God. Amen? How many know it's dangerous to stay in the outer court? It's dangerous to stay in the outer court, brother. If you're just saved and that's it, we thank God for salvation. But you got to press on into God. I have to press on into God. Verse 2. But the court which is without the temple. Did you hear that? Without the temple. How many know the tabernacle had 48 boards? God, I believe it was in the holy place and the holy of holies. And they were all the same size. They were placed by a mediator. His name was Moses. And how many know they're a type of the body of Christ? Well, I'm trying to tell you. How many know you got to bloom where you're planted? You may not like one side you're planted on, but you know, you may want to hop to the other side. If God's planted you there, you better stay there. Amen? Because that's where you're going to grow and develop in God. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And so, the boards in the holy place and the holy of holies represent the body of Christ. But how many know there was also an outer court? There was none of those boards in the outer court. And yet we can't say that people don't belong to the family of God that's in the outer court, can we? But God wants us to come on into the body of Christ and be a functioning member of the body of Christ. Amen? How many know we're all members in particular? Amen? The trouble is, many of us, I think, know that we're just not functioning. Jack, I believe it was Jack, or no, it's Brother Miller said tonight, we'd better know the place that God has called us to, get in and do it. Now, verse 2. The court that's without the temple, leave it out, measure it not. So it's not measured here. There's a people measured in verse 1, there's a people in verse 2, not measured. Because it's given to the heathen, the nations, the Gentiles, and the holy city, shall they tread underfoot 40 and 2 months. And God said at that time, I'm going to give power to my two witnesses for 42 months also. Hallelujah. Brethren, there is a spiritual, there is a heavenly temple, there's an earthly temple, there's a spiritual temple. There was the revealing of the man of sin. There was the apostasy, those that oppose God. Let it not happen to us. Can you say amen? Let's press into our God. Let's obey our God. Let's press towards that upward call. Hallelujah. To be in that first resurrection, the resurrection out from among the dead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Paul desired that while he was living. Amplified calls it a spiritual, in Philippians 3, a spiritual and a moral resurrection out from among the dead. I want to be spiritual and I want to be morally right too, clean. Can you say amen? Let's stand. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight for this precious word you've given us. We bless your holy name. We know, Lord, that in ourselves we are nothing, that thou art everything. Lord, I pray those things that are in us that's not like Thee, You would cause us to repent. You would cause us to be delivered. That You would, Lord, set us free in those areas of our life that are yet displeasing Thee. Oh, Father, cleanse those areas of darkness and weaknesses that are in us all tonight. Wash us in the precious blood of Jesus. Lord, in our thinking, in our actions, wherever we go, Lord, help us to walk and live in the Spirit. Help us to learn that walk in the Holy Ghost. I bless You this night, Lord, in Jesus' name. I want every head bowed a minute. Is there anyone in the building tonight that's here that does not know Jesus? Would you slip your hand up, please? Anyone in this building tonight that's never received Jesus into your heart, just raise your hand if you are here tonight. Praise the Lord. How many is here tonight and would say that I'm lukewarm and I need a closer walk with God? I will not call you to the front. Hold your hand up. All right? All right. Thank you. Amen. I see him. Let's pray for these people. Heavenly Father, we pray for these precious people tonight. We pray, God, that You would set a fire in their hearts and in their lives. Lord, move upon them by the Holy Ghost. You've seen their obedience by raising their hands towards Thee. Now, Lord, by Your Spirit and by Your anointing, O God, reach out to them this night. Father, I pray, move in their life. Lord, let there be a greater dedication, a greater separation, and greater faithfulness towards Thee. Lord, let there be true repentance come into their heart this night to turn from their wicked ways. Hallelujah. Towards Thee, Lord. Forgive them and cleanse them, we pray. Lord, forgive us and cleanse us this night from any iniquity, any lawlessness that's in our hearts, we pray Thee. Oh God, we judge ourselves. You said if we judge our hearts, we'll not be judged. So, Lord, we judge our hearts. We judge our spirit. We judge our walk life. If there be anything contrary to You, Lord, cleanse us, O God, we pray. In the blood of Jesus, we commit this service. We commit this people to Thee. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you, Brother Miller.
Praise the Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.